Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. How are y'all doing this wonderful evening? I actually believe I'm coming down with a slight cold. But the one thing that I am not coming down from is allowing the Holy Spirit to lift me up. It feels so good to know you could be going through anything physically, but my God, how high you can go spiritually. Like it. I mean, and the thing is, I remember when I first became a Christian, an older gentleman, say about maybe 65 at that particular time, he had seen how excited I was being a Christian and the learning. And we was doing Bible study. It's about maybe six people. And see, like, the more he asked questions, the more I answered questions. And he said to me, I remember when I used to be that excited about being in Christ. And I remember myself saying, I can't see myself not ever being excited in Christ, because when the Holy Spirit enters you, it's just a party. Really, I mean, now, is it a party every day? Of course not. That's just, no. But when I come to understand that, to live by way in allowing the Holy Spirit to lead me, than to allow the leading of anything that I used to live by. Sometimes in how I lived before, oh man, I lived well. Oh, how I traveled, the things that I did. I remember coming back to the community and, we say back in the hood, and giving off the impression or sharing the things that we did. And people would be in awe how, and of course we had pictures, and we did so many different things, like, wow! And to us, it really wasn't nothing. Everything I've ever done in my life is rubbish in compared to being led by the Holy Spirit to learn about Jesus Christ, to have knowledge of God, learning how to deal with everything on earth at a level that causes you to say, there's no wisdom like that of the wisdom which God gives you so that you can handle everything on earth in spirit and truth. That there's no way you can ever, and I mean this with all of who I am, there is no way that you can ever live as good without the Holy Spirit. It's just impossible. Even your most saddest day, I remember this distinctly. I had got maybe 15, somewhere around there, and I was crying. I was so sad, and the reason why is because I knew that I didn't have no friends. I felt so messed up. Though I had plenty of money, I could have had just about any girl I wanted, quite mature for my age, anything that a youngster could possibly want. And I was in turmoil. And I remember years later, around 27, the same type of turmoil, same type of problems, and I just couldn't stand it. Didn't know what to do. Found out that it was depression, and not depression because of the fact that it's manic depression, just it was old times. I used to look and say, man, this is crazy, going to this thing where I just simply did not want to be bothered with nobody. Now, I still have those moments, and mainly because of the fact that when I see so many people sleeping in the street, so many people, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who are homeless, hungry, so many people who are going through trials and tribulations. I saw a flash this afternoon where it says people are three paychecks away from being homeless. Realistically, and that truly bothered me. And the reason why is because you can lose your job 1 week, and 3 weeks later, you can be homeless. Man, how messed up that was. But because of the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, I looked and said, Father God, that only means that we have more work to do, doesn't it? That only means we have more things that we need to do. That only means that we have the ability to make more friends, help more people, bring joy to people. Oh, Father God, this may be a bad thing for some people, but this is an opportunity for us. No depression, no stuff, no mess. It is what it is. Thank you, Father God. Put me to work however you so see fit. So I love the fact that God give us wisdom by way of the Holy Spirit, because when you lean on your own understanding, something happens to you. You got to get on drugs, alcohol, or whatever thing that you think you need for temporary relief. Why? Because the reality is you're nothing but a mess without God's very best. And that is by way of the Holy Spirit. I love how powerful He is. But you know what? I didn't come on here to talk about that. I came on here because God wanted me to talk about how foolish people can be. That's what He asked me to talk about. And when I asked Him why, I mean this with all of who I am, He said, look to your right and look to your left. And as I was doing that, I seen people talking loud, talking mess. One young man with a young lady who had her daughter, whose daughter is quite exquisite, couldn't be no older than about 5, 6. And she allow this young man to talk about how people are killing people around their neighborhoods, how prostitution has grown up and who is prostituting, how in his own family the things that's going on. I listened to that for about 5 minutes or so, and I'm beginning to get quite foolish in my old age. So I have to go over and say to him, do you really think that this child need to hear this adult conversation? I said adult conversation because I didn't want to let him know conversation. It's not even basically appropriate. Anyway, it does anybody no good. All you are is like that of a news reporter giving bad news. And it appears that that's only your conversation. I didn't want to say that. And he said to me, well, first thing is none of your business. And second thing is, she needs to know. I said, well, since you're speaking so loud, you've made it everybody's business. And like a person who smokes a cigarette, everybody is getting affected by it. I'm the type of person sometimes my mouth gets me in trouble, I have to admit. And people, of course, now are paying attention because they want to see how this ping pong match is going to go. And then I said, because God told me to, forgive me. I understand this is you. Forgive me. I'll bow out of this and I'll mind my business. Just at that moment, he switched conversation. I'm very serious. And I looked at him and smiled. Before he left, he came over to me and said, yo, bro, you're right, man. Because if that was my daughter, I wouldn't want her to hear certain things. And I said, man, it takes a big man to admit that. And I think there's a reason why God wanted me to talk about foolish people. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I say thank you. Father God, thank you. Thank you for providing us your Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I had no idea when I read about when Jesus said that I must go, but when I go, I'll send you a helper. I had no idea how powerful be that helper, the Spirit of Truth, would be in our lives so that we can have the ability to reveal the image of who you are while we are truly living. And in such life, Heavenly Father, due to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are living it abundantly by your standards as opposed to simply by ours. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen. I want you to do me a favor. We're going to hang out in Proverbs. And the first thing that happened to my eyes when I opened up the Bible is God reminding me about the reality of people depending on their riches. And your riches do not have to be money. It could be your foolishness. It could be your fear. Your richness, whatever you depend on, to, according to you, that brings you something of value. It could be hate. I know about hate very much. I hated my stepfather. I got pleasure out of hating my stepfather. Truly. And knew it was killing me. As a matter of fact, at the age of 12, I had an ulcer that was so bad. Until when I went to the doctor. Doctor been in our family for many years. So he knew me as I was growing up. And he said to me, he said, "Now, do me a favor. Go get me that shovel in the backyard." I said, "Okay." I thought it was an unusual request, but I did it. Went in the backyard, got this nice shiny shovel. He said, "Now I need you to do me another favor." I said, "Yeah, pull for me." Now I knew he was kind of crazy now. But I went to fulfill his request. I think he waited until I picked up two or three patches of dirt. And he said, "That grave that you are digging is for you." Oh, man. That hit home so much until tears was running down my, eyes. I didn't even understand why. He said, "You have an ulcer that's so bad until it's killing you. So whatever your troubles is, you need to get rid of it. Whatever you're spending your time with is killing you. And if you don't get rid of it, you're going to die. So I want you to know, I love your mother so much. I want you to die now. Get it out the way so that she can go through the morning now and get that out of the way. So do me a favor. Do one of two things. Either keep digging or learn that you got to get rid of that also. Serious as cancer, my beloved brothers and sisters, within about 3 weeks it was gone. I mean that. Because after he snatched my attention, he told me that you're letting the world control you too much, and I know it has to do with your stepfather, but you got to let that go. Because he's killing you, and he don't even need a license. It's going to be a murder that he don't even have to go to jail for. I was shocked. Your riches can be anything. Whatever you hold on to can be that, which can either kill you or cause you to live abundantly. So with that in mind, I want you to do me a favor and go to 11. We're in Proverbs 11:28. "He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foliage." Hold on a second, please. My apology, my nose is doing a little bit of running. Please do me another favor. Take stock of everything that's going on around you. Please. And ask yourself, is anything more important than Jesus Christ? Really. And then think about this wonderful psalm, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Just keep that in mind. Okay. Now, let's skip that and let's hang out in 12, Proverbs 12. Thank you, Jesus. And this is what God has to say. Oh, Father God, 12 and 5. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked are deceitful. 6. The words of the wicked are lie and wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them. When I went to the young man, I didn't go to embarrass him, to act like I got it going on, but I do know that you have the power to destroy a person, especially a child. Many of us have a tendency of speaking things that a child need not to hear. Many of us are speaking things that we don't need to be speaking in front of nobody, because it reveals how foolish we are. Only conversation, but that which has to do with the world. And without such things, that we have really no conversation at all. And my father, this is how good it is. My father says, thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Proverbs. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 1 and 7. When we allow our lives to be fashioned by the world, we don't have much to talk about. We don't have much to say. Because literally, the world is nothing but a bunch of mess. So when we allow the world to be the news that we have to give, then all we're doing is giving nothing. News make billions of dollars, giving us nothing. Nothing. But check this out. Thank you, Jesus. 1 and 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Thank you, Jesus. When we allow ourselves to not take the instructions of our Father, we become a fool. Straight up, that's simply it. But not only do we become a fool, we become fashioned by somebody else. Let's look at that for a second. All of us is going to serve somebody. Every last one of us is going to serve somebody. Either we're going to serve God or we're going to serve the devil. And I got to tell you, serving the devil is no joke. Because you won't pay attention. You will blind you. You won't pay attention to the reality of what you're doing in your life. You can be the worst person to your children because you decided to allow your knowledge to be based on that which has to do with the world. As opposed to you allowing your life to be strictly based on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. When you do that, what happens is you are inviting God. I got to say that again. God to be the one to lead your conversation so that you have the ability in such conversation to cause even a child to be safe to hear. The reason why my father asked me to back up was because he knew that this man was going to react the way he did in my backing up. And we was able to shake hands. When we allow God to be the one to lead us by that of the Holy Spirit, we allow grace to be upon us. If you ever hear me, I always say peace and blessings. And the reason why I say that is because I come in peace and I come to bless you. I teach people what should be said in response to that should be, may grace be upon you. And the reason why is because of the fact that we should feed each other that which allow each of us in the reality of what God is about. Truth and grace. That's what Jesus stood for. Back in the day, Moses had the law. But when Jesus came, he came in truth and grace. It was by the Holy Spirit that your having grace can be given to anybody and cause you to never have to be a disgrace. You'll never be ashamed because you allow God to use you as opposed to allowing yourself to be used by your own understanding or the devil. Because I don't like giving the devil a whole lot of credit because God gave us the power to choose between his righteousness and the devil's wickedness. The devil's wickedness. So I say to you, before I get off, would you like to be a foolish person, or do you enjoy the goodness of God's wonderful wisdom? Take care, my brothers and sisters. Bye-bye.